Did the boss see your watch?
He did.
What did he say?
I just thought it was strange not to have a face.
Did he see the eye?
He didn't see that.
Man, it's like an eye looking right at you.
Nothing wrong with that.
No?
It's when it winks at you. That's when you gotta watch out. You can drop me off here.
I will take you wherever you want to go.
No, this is fine.
What are you gonna do? Walk?
I'll catch the trolley.
Are you sure?
I want to do some thinking.
We'll see you around, Rufus.
Oh, yeah. Well, watch. What do you want me to do? You want to look around? See what you see? Yeah. You're still ticking. Or breathing. I hope this watch doesn't turn out to be bad luck. Because I got the feeling you're not going to be so easy to get rid of.
As Mojo rides along, he stares at the face of the watch. That strange, opaque eye that seems to be looking back at him. The trolley enters a tunnel. The eye stares at Mojo. It winks.
What?
Mojo suddenly realizes that he's no longer riding a streetcar. He's on a train.
How did that happen?
They emerge from the tunnel. He looks out the window. It's dark. He sees no lights of the city. Far off in the distance, he could see an occasional flash of strange blue lightning.
Man, something just happened, and I don't know what it is.
Mojo gets up from his seat. He looks down the length of the train. The car is empty. As he walks down the aisle, headed toward the front of the train, he feels his watch pulsating.
Are you trying to warn me? Or give me some kind of whammy?
In the next car, there are two people, a man and a woman. Their backs are to him. One is seated in the middle of the car, the other at the far end.
Excuse me.
The man hands Mojo a ticket. Mojo takes the ticket. He can't make out the writing. He turns the ticket over. On the other side are the words, "The Voodoo Express."
Where are you going?
The man doesn't answer. Mojo tries to see his face, but in the dim light, he can't make out the features.
Excuse me, where are you headed?
It's as though Mojo's words are not reaching the man. And then Mojo feels something in his coat pocket. He reaches into his coat and removes a ticket punch.
Am I supposed to punch this guy's ticket?
And so, that's exactly what Mojo does. He punches the ticket and hands it back to the man. Mojo moves on down the train. At the end of the car is the woman.
Ticket, ma'am?
I don't have a ticket.
If you look in your purse, I think you'll find one.
Mojo doesn't know why he said that. The woman reaches into her purse and takes out a ticket.
Oh, is this it?
I think that's it.
Mojo examines the ticket, but as before, he can't make out the writing. He punches the ticket and hands it back.
Here you go.
Thank you.
What's your destination?
Don't you know? Aren't you the conductor?
I've never been on this route before.
I guess neither one of us knows where we're going.
You've been here long?
I don't know.
Is it always dark out there?
It's always night.
Ma'am, can I see your face?
Why?
I'm looking for someone.
The woman turns and looks up at Mojo. The train enters a tunnel. In the faint flickering light, he can barely make out her face. As he bends down to look closer, The train suddenly slows. He grabs for the back of the seat as it lurches to a stop.
You gonna get out or you just gonna stand there?
Where are we?
19th Street.
Thanks. Oh, man. That was something. I think my watch has stopped. Yeah, it stops. But I'm not gonna wind you. I need a break.
As Mojo walks down Locust Street, he notices a sign, the Whistle Stop Hobby Shop.
Dark in there. No. There's a little light in the back of the shop. That's interesting. The light is coming this way. It must be a night train. Hello?
Any word on Angelina?
I may have seen her.
What's that mean?
I think I saw her.
Where?
On a streetcar.
A streetcar?
I'm not positive it was her.
What was she wearing?
A tan trench coat and carrying a black leather shoulder bag.
And that's all you saw?
I didn't get a good look at her face.
Why not?
Because it was dark.
So was it her or wasn't it?
I think it was.
Who was with her?
No one.
You sure?
She was alone.
So you telling me Angelina's out riding around in circles on some trolley?
I don't think that's it.
Then what is it?
She's trapped.
What?
You say she's being held captive?
That's right.
On a public trolley. What, was she drugged?
I don't think so.
Where'd you see her?
You know, the 40th Street Tunnel.
Yeah, sure. You saw her on a trolley going into the tunnel?
That's right.
And you're sure it was her?
I'm not positive.
But you think it's her?
I feel it is.
You feel it is?
That's right.
Okay.
So what are you gonna do?
Check out the trolleys.
Yeah, well, she's gotta get off sometime.
If she can.
What's that?
I think someone's trying to get even.
With who, me? Like I said, there's nobody that stupid.
But what if he hired someone?
Hired someone to do what? Kidnap Angelina? Like I wouldn't find out? I don't think so.
Give me a name.
Sometimes people don't like the way I do business. But that's my business.
It would help if I had some lead.
I want you to find out, was that Angelina you saw or what? Ciao.
That night, Mojo has a strange dream. He's standing on railroad tracks. He sees the light of a train approaching. The train is getting closer, but he can't move. He's caught. But caught by what? He relaxes. He stops struggling. As the train bears down upon him, it seems to become smaller. When it finally reaches him, it's a toy train that runs between his legs.
What do you know about Tony Rizzo?
Well, what do you want to know?
I remember once we were talking about local crime families, and you knew a lot more than I do.
Why?
Tony Rizzo hired me to find his twin sister.
Oh, is she missing?
She is. But keep it to yourself, okay?
What do you want to know about Rizzo?
Who did he put the screws to?
It was in the papers. Clarence White. He worked for Tony Rizzo. He was involved with Tony's sister.
Angelina?
Yeah. There was a hijacking. A guard got killed. A couple of people identified Clarence. He swore he was never there. He said he was with a friend at the time, but then the friend said he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And then they found some of the hijacked stuff in a house Clarence owned. It was a house he rented out, but no one was living in it at the time. He said he was set up.
So what happened?
He's in prison. His lawyer put him away.
What do you mean?
The lawyers sold him out. He just barely escaped the death penalty. He's gonna be in there for a long, long time.
Interesting.
Tony Rizzo is the head of the family. He calls the shots. Maybe he didn't want his sister dating a black man, so he set Clarence up to get him out of the way.
That's a pretty nasty way to go about it.
Well, I think Tony's done worse.
What about the witnesses? The ones who identified him?
I think you'll find that one way or another, they're all related to the Rizzo family.
Mojo pays a visit to the state penitentiary to speak with Clarence White.
Yeah, what you want?
I want to know who set you up.
You a reporter or a cop?
A private investigator.
Yeah? Well, then go investigate your privates.
I got a couple questions.
Man, you're wasting my time.
Looks like you got a lot of time to waste.
Who the hell are you?
Some people call me Rufus.
I've heard of you. So you're Rufus?
That's what I've been called.
What you want from me?
Angelina is missing.
So?
You were involved with her.
Man, that's over. Her brother saw to that.
I heard about your attorney.
She warned me. Don't trust him.
Do you care what happens to Angelina?
Why?
She disappeared about 2 weeks ago. They found her bodyguard.
Dead?
Yeah.
Is she alive?
What do you know about the Voodoo Express?
What?
A railroad.
Why are you asking me?
Because that's where I saw her.
You saying it's real?
It's real.
Oh, man. About a month ago, a guy shows up. He knew about how I got set up. I had nothing to do with that hijacking.
Okay, I believe you.
He asked me if I'd like to get even. He said he can take care of it for a price.
Did he say what he'd do?
He claimed he had powers. I thought the guy was nutty, but there was something about him.
Did you make an agreement?
What you mean?
Did you make a deal?
I said, let's see what you can do. About a week later, that lawyer I had drove his car off a bridge.
Coincidence?
I'd like to call it divine intervention.
What was this man's name?
He said his name was Baron Lacroix.
Was he Haitian?
Yeah, I think so.
What did he say about the Voodoo Express?
Said it was a train that ran the cracks between the worlds.
It's not of this world?
He had an accent. I wasn't sure if he said cracks or tracks.
The tracks between the worlds?
Yeah, maybe.
Did he say anything more about it?
Nah. I mean, who could believe in something like that?
So the Baron just showed up, offered to help, and you don't know why?
I didn't figure he'd get to Rizzo by using his sister.
Is that what he's doing?
Who knows? Were you on that train?
That's right.
How did you get on it?
Oh, I was given a conductor's watch. See?
Where's the face? How do you tell the time?
It's timeless.
But how did you get on that train?
I was on a trolley, and I was looking at the watch when we went into a tunnel. And when we came out, I was on the Voodoo Express. And that's when I saw who I think was Angelina.
You put her on the train. So how did you get off?
We went into another tunnel. I found myself back on the trolley.
I felt like that dude was the devil.
Baron Lacroix?
This is weird stuff, man.
I think it's gonna get a lot weirder.
Watch yourself, Rufus.
Why did the Baron trust that you'd pay him?
You look in his eyes, and you know those eyes are gonna come after you, even in your dreams.